home for alternative. You're listening to Indie 101.5 CIOI.
You're listening to a show called Dangerfield on Indie 101.5. Tonight, my guests are Sebastian Act and Zach Vivier from the band Hutch. Hutch is a Windsor-based band who have released two EPs, 2016's self-titled Hutch and 2020's Quick Fix. In 2018, they released their first full-length album, Hutchito, and today, April 6th, they released their second full-length release titled Home Run. I'm happy to be premiering some songs from the album on the show tonight, so welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you both on. It's been a long time since we've seen each other because of COVID. So, why don't we kick off the show with maybe the first single off your release, off your latest album release, and it's called Georgian Bay, and then we'll come back and we'll chat, okay?
Okay, okay. Sounds good.
Two of the members from the band, Sebastian and Zach, join me tonight on Dangerfield. And if you want to find their music, you can find them on Instagram.com/Hutch Band. And Hutch is spelled H-U-T-T-C-H. So that's Instagram.com/Hutch Band. So guys, congrats, first of all, on the release of this album. Thank you for a sneak peek of it. I've been listening to it and it's really great. So I've been trying to like pick my favorites to play tonight. So it's been a great album. And so maybe Sebastian, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, like where you recorded it and when?
Well, actually, most of the recording, all the tracking was done at Zach's house in his basement. And so that's kind of one of the reasons why we called it Home Run. You know, it's kind of implying a little bit of like all the whole songs that we've done ourselves, you know.
Nothing to do with baseball.
I was wondering, and then is that a picture of like the house on the cover of your album?
That is my house.
Baseball. Yeah, oh, that's awesome. I really like that art direction too. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And so then you recorded the songs there, and then what did you do with them?
Well, we passed them to our buddy Derek Impence here in Windsor. He's a great mixer, and he kind of took them and brought them up to another level there, and gave a lot of his feedback. You know, he's a great producer too. And then we sent it to our buddy Christian Montano in Toronto to master it, and he's been like doing amazing work, like, you know, himself. We met him and his band Sun K when we played
back in 2019. I think.
Yeah,
you know, well, we went on tour with them for a little bit.
Yeah, so great guys, and you know, he started doing this mastering thing, and that was kind of the whole filter of the recording or tracking, you know, and mixing mastering process.
And so your last full length album that you put out, I think in 2018, Hachino. So you had four different producers on that. You had Aaron Goldstein, Taylor Lucas, Derek Impence, and then also David Broadbridge. So was it a conscious effort to just kind of focus on working with one person this time, or what led you to that decision?
You know, I feel like we stole all their ideas, and we like, hey, we can do this, you know, like,
we were kind of forcing it, obviously, you know, with COVID, you know, we were kind of just coming off like playing a bunch of shows, and we felt like we needed to go write stuff anyways. So, you know, the whole 2 year break, you know, turned into a little break, you know, turned into a long break. But like, by the time we came out of it, we were pretty happy with what we made down here.
You know, had a good collection of songs that we wrote and recorded in my basement. So
yeah.
And what is your songwriting process like? So how do you like, so there's, so when I first met you, you were a three piece. And so there's the two of yourselves and as well as Robbie on drums. And then you've since added a fourth person. Is that correct, to the band?
Yeah, Dan Dick, he actually plays, we met them in another Windsor band called the Branny Alexanders, which Zach and Robbie play in as well now. So it's kind of been just like a fun group of friends, like picking each other's brains now and, you know, coming up with a lot of great stuff like all together. And that's always how it's kind of been, like writing songs, like whether I came with an idea, and a lot of times, you know, it might've been Zach's chord progression or something like on these songs, or Robbie sometimes will come up with a line that sticks as, you know, the chorus in a sense. So.
That's cool. Well, why don't we listen to another song off the album now? Let's listen to Rush of Life. And this is the second single that you've put out. And then we'll come back and we'll chat.
Awesome.
Together.
That was Rush of Life by Hutch. Sebastian and Zach joined me tonight on Dangerfield. And Sebastian's the singer guitar player. Zach, you play bass. And then you also do some vocals as well. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Me, Robbie, do also vocals. You know, we all like to sing and, you know, have a good time up there.
Right. And we were talking before the break about, you know, different producers that have worked on your albums in the past. And there's a pretty fascinating story about a pretty legendary producer and engineer named Eddie Kramer, who's worked with such legendaries as Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, and Kiss. And he became a fan of yours. Can you talk a little bit about like how that all happened?
It was definitely through when we were doing Hutchino with Clifton. He was kind of like under his wing at the time. And, you know, Eddie, I guess, popped his head in the studio occasionally and kind of like, you know, was definitely a little interested and picked away at it with Clifton, I believe, like on some songs. But yeah, and he did come to a show one time and
at the Horseshoe. And, you know, we put him on the list and then people were like, is Eddie Kramer actually coming?
We showed up.
He says he's coming. Like,
So that was definitely a cool experience. And, you know, Eddie, make our next album if you want. I don't know.
And so have you been at, I think that was done, some of that work was done at Elmo Combo Studio. So have you been to the recently renovated Elmo Combo then?
I went in the summertime this year, and it's probably one of the best venues I've seen like ever. Like, you know, it's cool that there's like two floors, you know, two different size stages, and I just can't wait to play there. And
having such a legendary venue come back, especially at like this time when so many kind of like have went away, mm-hmm. it's I think it's going to do very well. I actually just saw recently Pup played there, you know, like a lot of people are booking it, I think, and using it as a really great space.
I like how that stage, you know, it's all stage, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
So like see a show there. Like, it's like, you know, it's a great time. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that they built like the recording studios, like on one floor and then the stage is on another. So I think I'm going to be seeing you guys there shortly at a private event. So I look forward to that.
This weekend.
So then you guys have, speaking of shows, so you recently played a show in Hamilton and you've got seven more shows coming up to promote your new album called Home Run. So you're playing Sarnia, Sudbury, Kingston, Peterborough, Barrie, Windsor, and Toronto. So when was the last time that you guys were able to go out on a run such as this, given the pandemic? Have you been able to do touring, or what's that been like for you?
When did we go out?
I think when things open up again, for a hot minute,
we did like a little run. Yeah.
Yeah. And also a hometown kind of like festival, Foggish Fest in Windsor, we got to play. And a couple gigs we did there at the end of September. But it's been, you know, a little hibernation through the winter, and we're excited to go back out. And, you know, we're obviously just going to do Ontario, you know, this run, but we're looking to expand the horizons soon in the summer.
We'll be added to the States probably in the summertime.
Oh, nice. Given that the pandemic kind of like took you off the road for a bit, did you find that you were writing more songs during that time, or was it kind of like standard for how you guys normally collaborate and create together?
I'd say like we were definitely writing more, you know, having that time where you didn't have to practice or some, you know.
Yeah.
And that was a big, you know, it was helpful to get, you know, a lot of songs like done.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely like would pack in practice and, you know, writing and recording and then going out on the road, like, you know, as much as we could, you know, before we had to stop. And once you're forced to stop, I guess you're kind of forced to like look at things a little harder. And I think we definitely did that with our writing, like in this album.
Yeah. And you played some kind of different shows during the pandemic. Weren't you part of something that it was kind of like an outdoor in Windsor where you would go to people's houses and play outside? Is that correct that you did something like that?
Yeah, they did a little thing called Gravy Train at one point. And I got to play the Valentine's Day kind of run, which was really nice. Obviously, people were generous and, you know, on that time we did it. But it was a great idea bringing like a small live concert to people's backyards. And I think people around Windsor and here really resonated with it at the time, you know, especially when things were very uncertain, you know.
Totally. There's always a way around the raw.
Yeah, there's always a way around.
Exactly. Well, a lot of innovation has had to come out of this time. Well, why don't we listen to the third song now that you guys put out that everyone's heard so far, and it's called Spider Joey. So you put that out around Halloween, which is kind of cool. And let's listen to that, and we'll come back.
Awesome.
Spider Joey. Ooh, Spider Joey. Should've known it. Known it was coming right from the rear. Closer and he's getting near. I tried to show him I had no fear. But that's when it was clear I was a goner.
Was Spider Joey by the band Hutch, and two of the members of Hutch are joining me tonight. They're a Windsor-based band who play all around Canada and will be venturing into the States in the next year as well. If you want to find their music, you can find them at instagram.com/hutchband. That's H-U-T-T-C-H band. And so we were talking there about touring before the song. And you guys, I remember, like, you know, one of the last, I remember you guys had this like accident once, right? On the road when you were touring, like it was like in your van. Like, did that, like, tell us a little bit about that. And did that kind of turn you off touring for a while, or what was that like?
You know what? I think a lot of bands obviously go through that here and there, but yeah, a little hiccup. We were just on our way to Huff that year in Halifax. And yeah, you know, like we just got kind of hit and shoved over a little bit technically, like in the grand scheme of things. Like everybody was okay, which was great. But we definitely had to get a new band van after that.
Yeah.
And, you know, our old band van was called Cat Stevens. And it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny how we got hit kind of like, we always joke that it's like the album cover of Motorbone Jack and, like, you know, Cat Stevens got like dented up in like the same spot or something like that.
That's so wild.
So yeah, you know, Cat had to go, and we have a new van called Harry Nilsson, and everything's A-okay.
That's great. And so speaking of kind of gigs, so do you guys have kind of like as a band, a gig that you all agree on was kind of your favorite one of all time that you've all played, or do you all kind of differ in your opinion of what your favorite gig's been?
There's lots of good gigs.
Oh, yeah. But
I guess, yeah, one of our favorites were, you know, you just, we were playing in a small town in New York, and, you know, it was like, you know, just like a super DIY show. It was like somebody's garage, basically. And like the whole town showed up to this garage.
Cornwall.
And, you know, it was like they like decked it out like a whole venue. Like there was like a stage, light, everything.
These guys had like a walkie-talkie app on their phone and were like pretending like, you know, we were like celebrities, you know.
That's awesome.
So much fun they kind of had with it. And they, you know, the crowd went,
you know, had a green room, everything for us.
Yeah.
And so how do you find venues like that? Like, is that through kind of like people reaching out to you? Is it through like a booking agent, or how does that all work?
Sometimes, you know, you just go searching for a gig and,
Facebook groups, you know, things like that. You never know who's offering a show, or you know, still a lot of word of mouth,
friends,
following,
you know,
people online.
And so do you find now that given the touring that you're done, you kind of have now friends in each city and stuff like that, like that people that you wouldn't have met before?
You know what, it was great when we were doing it, and we were meeting a lot of people, and we've still kept a lot of those connections. But I feel like even after the 2 years of not touring, like, kind of, we had to kind of,
you know,
realize maybe people have changed past or something, or they're not, you know, whatever. Like, we have to make new friends almost again too to help, you know, get more gigs, obviously. And
well, I guess also too, a lot of the venues are closing because of the pandemic. So it's kind of, I think there's going to be a resurgence now, but and making way for kind of new places and new things.
Yeah, we've definitely noticed that already. Like, there's a couple new venues that were, you know, playing in Sarnia and where else we're playing.
Mod's Variety this week on the 8th should be good. But yeah, definitely hitting up some of the old spots that like we like to play all the time. And a couple of the shows that we have done already have been like received very, you know, very generously. And we're looking forward to seeing how the rest of these weekends go.
Awesome. Well, let's listen to another song off the album, because I'm trying to have folks hear as many songs as we can within our hour here. So let's listen to Tired Eyes, and then we'll come back and we'll chat.
Nice.
Street pops its own.
guys by Hutch. Hutch joins me tonight on Dangerfield, Sebastian and Zach from that band. And if you want to find their music, you can find them on Instagram.com/Hutch Band. That's H-U-T-T-C-H band. For the new album, that you've got an 11-song album that comes out today called Home Run. Do each of you have a favorite song on the album?
One of the last ones that we wrote that we really were happy with was Get On With It. And I still think that's definitely one of my favorites now.
Yeah, you know, probably that's one of my favorites. And for the longest time, it's also one of my favorites. You
yeah,
know,
for like, sure.
Nice. Well, they're both two songs that I've selected to play tonight. So we have the same. Get On With It is the next one I have lined up, actually. actually, you know what? Let's listen to that then. It's a good segue into it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. That was Get On With It by Hutch, who joins me tonight on Dangerfield. So we're playing a whole bunch of songs off their new album, which is out today, April 6th. We were talking about favorite songs. Like, what song would you say on this album kind of changed the most from maybe your demo version to the final product, would you say?
100% Get On With It, I would say. Oh, yeah. You know, it started out as a demo, like I did, you know, like I didn't really know, I'm not a keys player, but you know, I figured out something, but
yeah.
And it turned into, you know, what it is now. Yeah. It actually used to be a lot slower too.
Georgian Bay was another one that was kind of interesting too, because it was the only time I've recorded my vocal and performance of the acoustic guitar like at the same time, and we ended up like keeping that track.
It was all like one take he did.
Really?
And we wrote it around that one, yeah. So that, and there's a lot of funny like lines in that one that just kind of hit home to like our whole, like, you know, we're going to the cottage again like soon to try and shoot something.
We're gonna shoot a, you know, live at Georgian Bay video putting out, and you know, that song, you know, kind of captures that. It captures that weekend that's going to come up, you know.
Right. And then you guys actually had an interesting thing, because it ends up that there's also, I mean, Georgian Bay is the place for those that aren't listening from Canada here. And there's actually an alcohol company called The Same. And didn't they ended up hearing your song as well? Like they make really delicious drinks.
Yeah, we know the drinks are good. And that's one of the reasons why we go, you know, we have this song called Georgian Bay. Let's just, you know, hit them up Instagram or some sort of way. And, you know, they were very nice and loved the song. And so, yeah, they've been very cool and definitely going to be a sponsor for the night of the album release here in
That's
Windsor.
Awesome. And actually, we touched upon there. So you've put out two videos so far, I believe, from this album. You have one for Rush of Life and one for Georgian Bay. And so if people want to also check out previous performances of yours, they can find you at youtube.com/hutched.com. And so do you guys like that, the creative process of making videos, or how involved are you in that? And maybe take me through a little bit of that.
Like, those two videos, you know, we shot and, edited it like ourselves, like I shot a lot of it and edited most of it. And, you know, it's always fun to do. Like, it's just like, you know, home video, we're hanging out with our friends and just like, you know, just having a good time. Like, it's not like, I don't know.
It helps us, like, you know, going through that like process, you know, too, because we're always trying to learn and do stuff a little more ourselves.
Right.
And Zach's been doing a lot of the videos, and we also have other friends that help us like a lot of the time when we really like, you know, might want to shoot something a little more professional, but,
you know, a video can be anything, you know, music.
Exactly. We're learning that now, you know, more.
No rules.
Who knows what.
Didn't you guys do like one down in the States as well, like on your previous album? Like
we did, you know, like we did off Hachino, we did a music video for Get Up. Mm-hmm. We shot it in Arizona. You know, we wanted to ride horses and stuff. You know? And you know what? That's great. It's fun. You know,
like, we had a fun trip, you know, bringing our buddy out there and. That's just for awesome.
Music
video, you know,
you know, could be anything.
Yeah. Well, let's play For the Longest Time, because that was, I think, that was Zach. That was your favorite, right?
Yeah, another favorite.
Okay, so let's listen to that, and then we'll come back and we'll chat.
Spin with a
That was For the Longest Time off of Hutch's second full-length album, which is out today, April 6th. And if you want to find their music, you can find them at Instagram.com/Hutch Band. I believe that's it. Yeah. Hutch Band. So do you guys think that your sound has evolved a little bit like on this album from the previous one?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely has evolved. We're always kind of trimming the fat on, like, I think the writing lyrically and, you know, figuring out when less is more sometimes in a song. But, you know, I think it definitely has evolved from our past work. We're always looking to do like the next record, and we already have the next EP or full length kind of thing in mind for our, next album.
Whenever we put it out. Yeah. We already have a couple songs, ready to go kind of thing.
And that one's going to be completely kind of different, I think too. And, you know, we're always looking for a good theme in a sense too, to put the whole album around, like at the time when we have enough songs to really, like, you know, put something together. So sometimes that's the way we approach it too. Like, well, if we can make something, you know, a good theme throughout the whole album, like we'll start picking the songs through, which, you know, the batch that we've written that might go best together. So
yeah, definitely. The album definitely has a cohesive sound. It's really great. Do you have kind of like a dream venue that you guys want to play one day?
Good question.
I definitely do.
Which is it?
I've always wanted to play the Kitabala.
Oh, right.
I'm sure, I mean, maybe with Georgian Bay, it's just going to be the right time, you know? They're going to want that cottage country song.
Right. Well, it's within reach. I feel like you guys have, I think we know enough people that play there. I'm sure it'll be possible sometime soon, for sure.
I think even more than a venue, like maybe a festival, you know, is a goal for our, you know, band too. We really want to get a couple of those under our belt.
When did Dan join the band? So was that after you recorded your 2018 album?
Dan's been playing with us for a minute now.
Yeah, like he played with us like you know, a bunch of shows after that album came out. And then you know, you'd be like, you know, playing sometimes and playing not, and then now it's like you know, he's always been playing now.
He stuck around and definitely wanted to make sure he was like included in as like a fourth member, you know, introducing on this album, definitely, because he has been playing with us for a long time. But like, I think he was definitely a lot more involved with like writing and you know, giving his feedback and
adding his parts, tracking
them himself too, not just like us, you know, doing something that he might have to play. But so we definitely, you know, it's also maybe another reason why we called it Home Run, you know, thinking if it is any baseball theme, like a diamond, like now we do have four kind of members and, you know, definitely looking forward to giving everybody a good show and showing them like how much, you know, we've put into these songs already, you know, practicing for this year or so.
Awesome. Well, why don't we listen to another song off the album? Let's listen to Roll On and then we'll come back and we'll chat.
Same situation, same all the time. My baby loved me, now I'm just a waste of time. And you know, it's got me feeling so low. But I got some good friends that tell me I'm fine. They keep me moving, keep me in line down the road. They tell me to let it go. Fine. buzz like I had it before. Cause it's gonna take a long time trying to keep all your time close.
Roll On by Hutch. Hutch joins me tonight. Zach and Sebastian join me tonight. So then, Sebastian, you put out in 2015, you put out a solo album of some of your music. So what kind of made you, what kind of separates a solo album song from a Hutch song? Like, how does that work for your writing process?
Lots of slide guitar and drum. Oh yeah, honestly, like I think it just kind of came. Those songs came very quickly at the time, and I just bought this acoustic. You know, it's basically my JJ Cale, like, you know, ripoff cover thing. And yeah, I just don't. I didn't think that everybody would want to sit around and watch me play or play the same kind of like repetitive songs over while I play slide. And yeah, like they were just, you know, pretty easy songs. I'm glad, you know, I put it out, but. Definitely got a couple Hutch, you know, things we got to get done now,
and yeah.
You know, who knows if another slide album is going to be coming around, because I think I'm just going to keep it in that theme you know, the whole time.
I hope so.
Awesome. With, you know, with music, the music industry being as it is now, there's often kind of like different ways and creative ways to market yourselves. And I saw that you guys had like a beer can from Collective Arts Brewing. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, kind of like the Georgian Bay thing, like, you know, we're always reaching out to
alcohol companies.
Yeah. You
know? There's a theme there, guys.
They might want to have a drink or something, but, and they, yeah. You know, those kind of companies have always been ones to sponsor a poster or whatnot. So,
you know, it goes hand in hand.
The yeah. Collective Arts is so great, though, because they have such a great idea about, you know, switching up the art so often that everybody kind of could be on the can. And, you know, we're super glad to be on the can, you know, Wall of Fame or something.
Yeah, they're really
neat. We played a show there, and that, you know, they liked our artwork on our T-shirt, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, submit it in. And we're like, why not? You know?
Yeah, exactly. You can That's always. Awesome.
And do, you know, and do you guys have any left? Did you keep any of them or did you drink them all?
Well, I was just talking about that the other day, and I was like, you know, I don't have one of those cans.
I know my dad has one in his office. He still has one, but yeah, I don't know if they're going to still be good. I know there's an empty couple around maybe still.
Right. So guys, what's your most favorite thing about this, the album being out today? What are you most excited about?
Acapulco.
You know, celebrating.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. When I mean Acapulco, we're going to go and have some Mexican food and, you know, just have a margarita and, you know, you got to go out and celebrate that the album's out. We're definitely excited. It's been a long time since we can put out like something, a full piece of work out for everybody to listen to.
Totally. And being from Windsor seems to have a really great like arts community there. So tell me about when your band first started playing together and how you guys first met, and like, was your first show in Windsor?
Oh yeah, I would think. Yeah, definitely. Our first show was in Windsor. I mean, we've known each other since high school. Dan, obviously we met him through playing shows, but back in the day, like, you know, there definitely were a couple more venues that, you know, even growing up, there were lots of venues now, but, our first album release as Hutch was just like an EP. And I think we only made $5 the door, you know, and a lot of people turned out for that one. And we were super happy about that.
And so how long have you guys been playing together then now? Like, is it almost 10 years?
It's almost 10 years.
Almost right 10. Now, we're right? just, wow. I think 2026 will be 10.
We, we were State of Us before. That was our name. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Toronto for a little bit and, you know, played a couple gigs there, lived downtown Toronto.
Met someone to track, you know, like the first kind of thing there.
And then we moved back to Windsor, and then that's when we became Hutch. And that's, yeah, that's probably about like 10, almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah, and I heard that there's a funny story behind why your band name is called that. So maybe you can fill the rest of the folks in on that.
Funny. You're the worst story ever. But no, I honestly, it is kind of funny because it's an inside joke. It makes us, you know, kind of laugh. And almost when you look at the word, it's just nice. You know, it almost looks, you know.
It's a big fat word.
Yeah, yeah, like, almost like a palindrome almost or something. But, you know, we were all just sitting around halfway through our trip, like through Toronto, and laughing, and Robbie just had a sneeze that just sounded like he yelled Hutch. Like, we were probably watching Trailer Park Boys or something, you know, like whatever,
you know, doing some things,
and it just, you know, hit us. So we just died laughing, and we had a lot of good times, like, you know, in that apartment. But yeah, I don't know. It just stuck. The more we thought about it, we go, well, one word's better than three, and that don't make sense.
And so when you guys were living in Toronto, did the three of you live all together?
Yeah, it was a two bedroom, you know?
Yeah, sublet in Ryerson.
Yeah. And was that the first and last time the three of you all lived together, or have you done it since?
I mean, Sebastian lived together a couple times, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, this is actually the first time that we're all kind of living on our own space. So, you know.
Nice.
Well, we're all like in the hood. You know,
yeah,
like
we're all in the same hood, you know, no one's gone too far.
Right. Okay, well, let's listen to another track off the album. Let's listen to the last song on the album called No In Between. And then we'll come back and we'll chat.
Started out so good, but ended up with nothing. So I did try again and hope that it is something. But after up, you're either in or on a different team. No matter what, good luck, cause there's no in between. There's just no in between. Ourselves up on that fence again. Could it be me, or maybe you, or maybe one of them? One thing you have to know before you change your scenery. It's more than ever, in fact, there's just no in between. There's just no in between.
No In Between by Hutch. Hutch joins me tonight on Dangerfield, and we're plowing through a bunch of songs off the new album because I wanted folks to hear as many as possible because the new album's out today, April 6th. So I guess maybe my next question is, like, out of the songs that are left to play, which ones would you like to hear most? So I think we've got a couple left. We haven't played Underpass. We haven't played Can't Help Myself. What do you guys have a preference on either one?
You know, I'd say Underpass because there's a good story.
Let us hear it.
Basically, like, you know, there was a project in Windsor called Wards of Windsor, where everybody would write a song about the ward that they were kind of from. Mm-hmm. And they made a vinyl and everything like that. Lane Bain kind of put it together, and they asked a bunch of singer songwriters, and they asked me to write a song about that. And that was just about, you know, me and Zach, or all the guys, like at the time, you know, we had a underpass that we would always go hang out and drink there. And, you know, you could walk the whole Grand Marais like ditch, you know, to whoever's house, like, you know, pretty much that was living around us. And, so I wrote that song, and it was very, like, acoustic. Derek Impens recorded it too. It was very acoustic, and, you know, a drum and bass or whatnot. And we put it out, and then these guys, you know, when we were making the sound, they go, well, why don't we try and, you know, retrack it or something? And we made, like, it's a lot more of a basically rock version of, like, that song. So that's the whole story about Underpass. And, you know, we're, you know, I was glad, you know, we got to put this one on the album actually too, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you write a song for a project like that and then hope somebody listens to it. But now it's like going to be a Hutch song, you know, in a sense too. So.
Great. Oh, cool. Well, let's listen to that. Let's listen to Underpass. By Hutch, who joins me tonight on Dangerfield. So before we listened to Underpass, you were telling us about how, like, the song itself is written about, you know, real life place and things. Do you guys often write about things that have happened in real life, or do you ever write about things that are just kind of made up stories? Or tell us a little bit about that part of your songwriting process.
I feel like, you know, obviously with George and Bayer, some things have been kind of written literally, or even Spider Joey about us, you know, just our buddy who, you know, another cottage kind of story or something like that. So.